Hi, I'm Karen McMullen, the Human Design Channel, author of the book Alchemy of Consciousness, longtime lover of human design, and passionate salsa and bachata dancer. Together, let's activate your truth, unleash your aliveness, so that you can dance freely in your role in the global grand reorganization happening now on Earth. For me, human design was a sexual awakening that burned through the quietly draining aspects of my life. Let's see what it is for you. Hello, and welcome to today's video. Channel messages for April by type. So I'm going to start with the generator, then the manifesting generator, then the projector, manifestor, and reflector. So if you want to, you can skip ahead to that message. And for all of the messages today, remember that this is a frequency transmission. It's not just the words. So I'm working with you on an energetic level, and that can shift things, that can cause transformation, that can inspire and ignite new creation inside of you. And so if you are open to it and you fully receive, you can have a powerful experience. Not necessarily, because sometimes it's not a frequency that's new to you. If it is something that you're calibrating to, you may notice that you have quite a response. And so that can be extremely exciting and positive, like new creativity coming through you. But it can also be a little uncomfortable. It can bring up emotions. And so you just need to be consenting to that process and aware that you might need to work with what comes up for you as a result of receiving the transmission. So with that said, check in that you have an inner yes to receiving a frequency transmission from my direct connection with God. And of course, that's brought through my prism essence, my uniqueness, and the frequency that I have to share as a unique being here on this planet. And so with that said, we will get right into the channel message for April for generators. Sweet, sweet, blessed generator. You are being asked this month to deepen your trust and to deepen your resolve within you to trust and to trust in your well-being, the very aliveness of who you are. This is something so foundational to who you are that you can easily overlook that value, the immense abundance that is present in simply being well, being alive, being full of life, being lively, being energetic, being healthy, being robust, being vivacious. Your very essence is aliveness. And yet, you don't allow yourself to thrive in that incredible essence, because your mind is fretting this way and that about X, Y, Z, when meanwhile you have this incredible, lush, verdant, explosively well garden of you that is wonderful. You are well. So very well. You are a well-being. You are a wellspring of aliveness. You are life itself being lived. So live and treasure the aliveness that you are. Emphasize this simple, simple essence of you. And trust that everything else is secondary to that miracle of who you are and your well-being. You can truly appreciate the aliveness of who you are. It's just life that creates more life. So it's more and more of that coming your way. Thank you. Manifesting generator, tap into your heart and just like you would tap into a maple tree. So maybe you don't know this reference because I'm Canadian, so in Canada we have maple trees. And to tap a maple tree to get the sap out of it, you put a metal circle thing into it and the liquid comes out. So this is the same concept here. It's like we're just sort of making a little puncture in the heart so that it can just sort of pour out. And it can just drip. So there's just this overflow inside of your heart that wants to come out. Could be tears, it could be sorrow, it could be tenderness, it could be love, or a combination of all of those. It could be generosity. So just notice. Notice your heart. You can even put your hand on your heart. I won't because I have my microphone there. But tapping into that heart and letting it ooze. And whatever it's oozing with, let it ooze and support it to ooze. And listen to what it has to say. What energy is present there? what wants to be seen and acknowledged inside of your heart that hasn't been fully seen and acknowledged. Let your heart be fully witnessed by you. Ask your heart, what are your heart's intentions? Ask your heart, what are your heart's desires? What are the deepest desires of your heart? Ask your heart, what is your heart's knowing? What does your heart know that it wants you to know and acknowledge? What is known by your heart and wanted to be known by you? What is your heart's truth? Your heart is this beautiful, beautiful thing that you've been entrusted to be the guardian of. And you, in your masculine, you're protecting, knowing, strong aspect are charged really with the responsibility of caring for your heart's truth. So your message is to listen to your heart and act accordingly. And the action of listening to whatever your heart has spoken to you today is and probably will require a month's worth of action at least. So the beautiful flower and the tender beauty of this heart that you have is like the feminine aspect, and then the masculine within you is going then to do the work of the heart, is going to honor the heart by taking all the actions required in order to listen to that truth and actualize it. So that's the nobility of acting on your heart's truth. beautiful sacred projector. This month, may you know and embrace your mastery. So may you know your mastery means that on one level, it could just mean that you get clear about the area within which you are developing mastery. Because before someone is a master, they are an apprentice. They're a student. They're becoming a master. They're not a master yet. So there's a process that is inherent to knowing your mastery. So that's a process of being honest with yourself and self-assessing. You may already be at the level of mastery, in which case it's very important that you own that and that you accurately convey that truth and that knowing. And not pretend that you're not a master if you are a master. Conversely, you don't want to pretend you're a master when you're not a master. It's okay to be on your way to mastery. So when we bring forward this message of know your mastery, the very first meaning is to really know what you are on the path of mastery in. What is your lane? What's your area of genius? What it is that you're devoted to? There may be several things. And then to get a sense of where you are in your process of development, in your mastery. And if there are any gaps where you don't feel that you're quite in your mastery, then that's your work. That's your next step, is to focus on developing your mastery. And that's what you're here to talk about. You know, like, let's say you're developing mastery in reading tarot. That's what your posts on social media can be about. You know, I'm in this mastery process with tarot. This is what I'm learning. This is what I'm discovering. This is why I love tarot. This is what I've learned today. This is what I see. This is what I know. So you're sharing your mastery, and you're sharing your path of mastery and the discoveries of mastery on your path. Now, let's say you've been doing tarot for 25 years and you have a natural psychic gift and you've been doing psychic tarot readings for 25 years, you're a frickin' master. So that should be reflected in everything you're doing. It should be reflected in your pricing. It should be reflected in how you talk about your work. It should be reflected in how you carry yourself. It should be reflected in how you present your work in terms of branding. It should be reflected in terms of the types of clients that you set a standard that you will or won't work with, and how you behave in situations when things come up. You need to behave like a master. You cannot behave like an amateur when you're a master. It's irresponsible and it's incongruent. And it's really hiding away from your dharma. Because as a projector, you are on a path of mastery. It's part of the deal when you're born. You don't get an option. It's mastery or disaster. You don't there's no in between for the projector. You're either becoming a master, or you're a master, or it's a disaster. So be very clear about where you're at in your path of mastery. And be accurate about it. If you're not accurate about it and you don't know objectively, that is definitely something that I can do with you in a session. I do that with a lot of my clients, is help them get accurate about who they really are and what they're up to. And a lot of the time, my clients are understating their mastery, which is not good. It's not a glamorous thing to do. It might sound humble or whatever, but it's just inaccurate and it's not honest. And it's a form of hiding and a lack of leadership. And oftentimes there's real reasons why that is so, but that those are the things that need to be addressed in order for, you know, one to step into mastery. So thank you for listening and receiving that and taking that in and respecting yourself. Because ultimately what this message is about self-respect and self-acknowledgement and accuracy, truth. Thank you. Manifester. So this is a beautiful message. I'm just seeing an image of me dancing around with my arms in the air. So joyful, really just celebrating, like celebrating so much celebration that I just literally cannot contain it in my body. I have to move. I have to express it physically. I have to dance. I have to hoot and holler. I've got to just be joyous and celebrate. And this is a moment of celebration for you in your life. This is a pinnacle of achievement. So you're reaching a moment of glory, a moment of victory. You might have a natural tendency, you might have developed a tendency in your life to diminish your successes. And so when you reach a moment like this, which is truly a moment of success and victory, you might just tend to discount it and move on and just do the next thing. But this is truly a moment to celebrate and to really enjoy this milestone. And celebrate in the way that you truly love to celebrate. So if you love fine wine and beautiful dress-up cocktail parties where people wear their nice outfit and get all done up and it's just your special friends and they come over and you have canapes and that you cheers and that you have deep conversation, or maybe you love like a raucous party with reggaeton music and twerking, or maybe you love an intimate dinner with your loved one at the best restaurant, or maybe you love to summit a mountain and like go on an amazing adventure, whatever it is, like truly celebrate in a way that you actually feel it, that you really feel happy, okay? You're really acknowledging and celebrating this moment. So that's going to be completely unique to you. It's not some prescribed idea of what celebration should look like. It's really a way of acknowledging a moment in your life that is a victory. And, you know, if you really stop to think about it, because you're often, you know, moving forward onto the next thing, if you really stop to think about it, you'll see that there was a lot culminating in this moment, a lot that went into this now experience that you're having. So this message is asking you to take a moment now to really contemplate, like, what are you experiencing right now that is a culmination of many years of in the making? Because you might not even know what I'm talking about, what this victory is, until you just kind of think about where you're at, and then you can see that your current reality is something that you used to pray for, that you used to want, and that now you're doing it and you're living it, and it's your present reality. And relative to maybe what you want in the future, it might not be all the way to what you desire, but it's quite significant and it deserves celebration. And so this month is a time of celebration and appreciation and acknowledgement. This message is congruent with the 2024 channeled message, which was really about learning to receive yourself. So if you haven't watched that, definitely encourage you to watch that message and enjoy. Enjoy this sweet moment and really enjoy this appreciation and give yourself lots of acknowledgement and lots of celebration and just bask in it, doing all the things you love to celebrate for the whole month. Just keep milking it and feel good about you. Feel good because you deserve it. You are glorious and you deserve so much to be celebrated. And it will be fun for other people to get to celebrate with you. So if you just take command of the plans of how you want to celebrate and with whom, it's going to be very fun for everybody involved. It'll be a real blessing. And that might seem like a stretch for you because you're not used to kind of including people in the opportunity to celebrate you. But it's just going to be a good thing. So stretch yourself to do that. Okay, beautiful reflector. Receive this moment of quiet with us, liberated from any pressures or stresses. Just allowing yourself to be. And wiping yourself clear and clean energetically, so you can imagine just like a giant energetic eraser kind of clearing you, clearing your energy field. Like I don't know if you know the Etch-a-Sketch. It was a toy, I think, in the 80s, where it was a screen and you would draw on it and then you could just whoosh, clear it. Or as if, you know, God is just giving you Reiki and you're just getting cleared. so that your energy field is just yours for this moment, for this time. And you get to be still and clear in the knowing of you. And the enjoyment of your you-ness. When you notice something other than the you-ness in your energy field, you can just take that eraser again and clear your energy field, returning to your energy. Or you can ask God for that Reiki clearing. It's not Reiki, but it's like Reiki. And get to know this beautiful feeling of being you. Outside of other influences. Experiencing a blank slate. This is a beautiful state of being. It's a witness. Nothing to do and no one to be, nowhere to go. Just allowing you to be you here now. And the simple well-being of that. In that undercurrent of isness. And pure existence. Unfettered existence. It's such a beautiful and transcendent thing. And it's a still point in this busy world. Drawing others into their witness state as well. Just by proximity to you. You do have an influence and an impact in this world. Whether or not you see it or know it, and it is an energy, an energetic impact, an energetic imprint. You can trust that. All is well. You are taken care of. As you tend to your being, your isness, and be content in that. Knowing that your truth simply is. Your truth simply is being here now. Thank you. Well, beautiful, you have been listening to the Human Design Channel. For more of this, you can visit me on my YouTube, access the free Worth Workshop on my website, karenmcmullen.ca, where you can also book a one-on-one channeled human design reading and check out my many programs and masterclasses. If you've enjoyed this, I would love to receive your support through a review of the podcast and also by following. As always, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to connecting with you again soon here on the Human Design Channel.